A mild winter and a large number of mature elk cows will lead to this bumper crop of baby elk. Department of Natural Resources elk biologist Lane Stoll is spending about 12 hours a day tracking elk in the Shawamigan National Forest around Clam Lake. His job is to track pregnant females who already have radio collars and make sure the newborn calves have one too.
The special radio collars that we have are elastic and they stretch, and so we just slip them right over the neck, the head, and onto the neck of the calf. We put a permanent metal ear tag in the calf's ear.
It takes about 5 minutes to do this, and the calf is blindfolded. Stoll says mother elk is concerned, but she usually stays 50 to 100 yards away.
Certainly they view us as predators, but yet they do not attack us. When we trap the elk in the winter, you can certainly see their behavior towards us, that they treat us as predators.
He's never been charged, although he says he pays attention to the cow. With 30 to 35 births expected and a mortality rate of about 25% by the fall, Stoll says the herd should increase from last year's 100 to about 125. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.